Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who's been called the Obi-Wan Kenobi of small business.
Obi-Wan Kenobi. Now that's a name I've not heard in a long time.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Very excited about having our good friend Tony Uphoff back on the show. Tony's become a great member of our Brain Trust. CEO of Thomas, thomasnet.com is the website, and he's got his own video reports that he puts out, and they're an organization that's been helping all the industry, the marketplace, become better educated and better connected, especially in the area of the supply chain and manufacturing. He's our good friend, Tony Uphoff. Welcome back.
Hey, Jim. Always great to be on the show. How you doing?
Doing great. It's good to have you here. Hey, Tony, you guys, I want to get to a program that I know you guys put out for National Manufacturing Day, a free digital STEM resources and activities program. I want you to give us a report on that. Tell us why we need it and what it is.
Yeah, you know, as people, I'm sure, probably understand, science, technology, engineering, and math is what STEM stands for. And if you look at the manufacturing industry in the United States, and Jim, you and I have talked about this most every time we've gotten together, it is bigger, faster growing, and more vibrant than most people realize, but we need to help it. And the way we're going to help it is by solving what's called the skills gap. We have right now, Jim, even it, you know, having gone through this pandemic, there are hundreds of thousands of open jobs in manufacturing right now. 38% of American manufacturers are actively hiring right now. It's really remarkable. And the what's holding
those aren't minimum wage jobs either, are they?
Jim, they're fantastic jobs. And what's holding this back is young people who have either served time in apprenticeships or come up through, you know, environments where they've been taught some of these skills, or they've studied this in school. And so that's the key, is can we get STEM? And as you may have seen, if you looked at the guide, we're really trying to advocate for getting this all the way down into grade schools, so that as, you know, you're coming up through, you know, fifth, sixth, seventh, eighth grade, young people who have a reasonable aptitude for this, but more importantly, can be trained. And then particularly, Jim, when you combine that with people who enjoy making things, right? So the technical training meets the innate desire to build things. Boy, we can solve this skill shortage. And
making,
right now,
making things, making things takes on a different definition today than it did 30 years ago, 40 years ago. You know, as I may have told you, I talked to a guy one time who built greenfield paper mills. He built them from the ground up, from the dirt moving to operation. And I asked him how many people use computers, not just technology, but computers in their job. And he said 100% of them use computers.
I said how many
do you have? He said half as many as I needed before we used computers. So there's fewer jobs, but you're saying that there are jobs going wanting, but there are jobs that my dad came off the farm and went into a steel mill as a hammersmith. He was basically an automated blacksmith in the early days. That's not the case anymore. You're pushing a button and driving that hammer now.
And Jim, you're so spot on. When asked about this question of the skills shortage, are these white collar, blue collar jobs? I said that's the wrong. We're studying to the wrong test.
That's
the wrong question. These are new collar jobs. They require level of technical skills, and particularly, you're nailing it, around automation and the use of technology. You know, Industry 4.0, the buzzword, simply means traditional industrial and manufacturing products and services combined with advanced technology. That's what that is. And so this idea of really advocating around STEM is huge, and it's gonna help American manufacturers and certainly help continue to rebound the American economy.
But how far back into the K-12 do we have to go to get these people ready? I mean, I know you guys are. I'm assuming your help is your help with the adult folks. Is how far does it go?
Well, I'll tell you what, it's twofold, Jim. So We've seen programs, and I'll call out, as I have before, Wallingford, Connecticut, which is an aerospace manufacturing town. Dr. Sal Menza took over the school district there probably a decade or so ago, Jim. He sat down with 10 manufacturing companies and had them help him create the curriculum from K to 12. Mm-hmm. Now, not 100% of the curriculum, but so it goes deep in some of these towns, and it's been super helpful to be able
and
to do that.
These the kids ready that they, to take a manufacturing job, make a good wage, probably without even going to a four-year school, four-year college.
Well, and that's the key for some of these people, like many folks out there. The idea of a four-year education to go into knowledge work is A, the economics of that in many cases we now realize don't plan out, but B, they don't have the interest in that. They want to build and to make things. And I think we need to get back into that.
Liberal arts education, folks, is coming under scrutiny these days. 22, right back with our good friend Tony Uphoff. He's with Thomas, thomasnet.com.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.